Jesus. I close my eyes and lean back. It's still a fucking smart car. Range Rovers carry them as lifeboats. Couldn't you get me an Aston Martin or something?
What makes you think we'd give you an Aston Martin, even if we could afford one? Anyway, Angleton says to remind you that it's on lease from one of our private sector partners. Don't bend it, or you'll answer to the Chrysler Corporation. You've already exceeded our consumables budget, totaling that compact in the meeting. There's a new one waiting for you in the case in the boot, by the way. This is serious business. You're representing the laundry in front of the Black Chamber and some very big defence contractors, old school tie and all that.
I went to North Harrow Comprehensive, I say wearily. They didn't trust us with neckties, not after the Upper Fifth tried to lynch Brian the Spud.
Oh, well.
Pinky pulls out a thick envelope.
Your itinerary once you arrive at Juliana Airport. There's a decent tailor in the Marina Shopping Centre, and we've faxed your measurements through. Do you dress to the left, or...
I open my eyes and stare at him until he wilts. 8 dead. I hold up the requisite number of fingers. In 24 hours, and I have to drive up the fucking autobahn in this pile of shit.
No, you don't,
says Brains, finally straightening up and wiping his hands on a rag.
We've got to crate up the smarts if we're going to freight it to Maho Beach tomorrow. You're riding with us.
He gestures at a shiny black Mercedes van parked opposite.
Feel better?
Wow, I'm not going to be strafed with BMWs again. Miracles do sometimes happen, even in laundry service. I nod. Let's get going. I sleep most of the way to Frankfurt. We're late getting to the airport. No surprise in light of preceding events, but Pinky and Brains prestidigitate some sort of official ID out of their warrant cards and drive us through 2 chain-link barriers and past a police checkpoint and onto the apron, hand me a briefcase, then drop me at the foot of the steps of an airbridge. It's latched onto a Lufthansa Airbus bound for Paris's Charles de Gaulle, and a quick transfer.
Schnell,
urges a harried-looking flight attendant.
You are the last. Come this way.
1.5 hours and a VIP transfer later, I'm in business class aboard an Air France A300 bound for Princess Juliana International Airport. The compartment is half empty.
Please fasten your seatbelts and pay attention to the pre-flight briefing.
I close my eyes while they close the doors behind me. Then someone shakes my shoulder. It's a flight attendant.
Mr. Howard, I have a message to tell you that there's Wi-Fi access on this flight. You are to call your office as soon as we are airborne at cruising altitude and the seatbelt light goes off.
I nod, speechless. Wi-Fi? On a 30-year-old tourist truck like this?
Bon voyage!
She stands up and marches to the back of the cabin.
Call if you need anything.
I doze through the usual pre-flight, waking briefly as the engine note rises to a thunderous roar and we pile down the runway. I feel unnaturally tired, as if drained of life, and I've got a strange sense that somebody else is sleeping in the empty seat beside me, close enough to rest their head on my shoulder, but the next seat over is empty. Overspill from Ramona? Then my eyes close again. It must be the cabin pressure, the stress of the last couple of days, or drugs in the after-takeoff champagne, because I find myself having the strangest dream. I'm back in the conference suite in Darmstadt, and the blinds are down, but instead of a room full of zombies, I'm sitting across the table from Angleton. He looks half mummified at the best of times, until you see his eyes. They're diamond blue and as sharp as a dentist's drill. Right now, they're the only part of him I can see at all, because he's engulfed in the shadows cast by an old-fashioned slide projector lighting up the wall behind him. The overall effect is very sinister. I look over my shoulder, wondering where Ramona's gotten to, but she's not there.
Pay attention, Bob. Since you had the bad grace to take so long during my previous briefing that it's self-erased before you completed it, I've sent you another.
I open my mouth to tell him he's full of shit, but the words won't emerge. An auditor ward, I think, choking on my tongue and beginning to panic, but right then my larynx relaxes and I'm able to close my jaw. Angleton smiles sepulchrally.
There's a good fellow.